Monday, and welcome to Real Talk. This is just two guys' insignificant views on movies and the movie industry. You can follow us on Twitter at Real Talk Film, or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Real Talk Film. All right, welcome to the show.
It's another week. It's another podcast. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Nick.
And welcome to our little haven on the internet. At least that's what I like to think of it.
I mean, you know.
Yeah. So let's kick things off. How you been?
I've been good. Long week, but I'm really, really excited to be podcasting right now. It's kind of become the highlight of my week.
I would have to agree with you. I'm really enjoying it to the point to where it's the one thing that it's almost kind of like therapeutic in a way.
Absolutely.
You know, it's kind of like you get to talk for an hour, get out all this stuff, and then my wife is laying in bed with me, and it's like, hey, how was it? And I just go, I was okay.
It was good.
And she's like, no, tell me more. I'm like, no, you can listen to it.
Yeah, no, you'll hear tomorrow. You can tell me if it's good or not.
I don't want to talk right now. So, ask me how my week was.
I mean, how was your week, man?
It was pretty good, but Friday,
yeah,
it was kind of terrible.
Oh, what happened?
I was supposed to go out Friday night with some friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I get home from work. I'm getting dressed, I'm getting ready, and all of a sudden, something hits me. And, like, just bricks. And I tell you what, it felt like zombies were fighting in my stomach.
Okay.
I had the most... How do I put this politely?
Dude, have you heard our podcast? Don't even remotely put it politely. Just say it.
I'm going to put it as lightly as I can.
Okay.
I almost shit myself.
Oh.
I had explosive diarrhea.
Oh, God.
And I was supposed to go to a event where there was going to be models and stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. I saw photos of that.
And it was pretty cool. We had a lot of fun. I ended up going because I took 2 anti-diarrhea pills.
Mm-hmm.
And I was fighting the whole night.
And
I felt like, now I can't remember his name, in Dumb and Dumber.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. You know,
and so I just felt like I was going to be kissing the can all night with my butt.
Yeah, that's not good, man.
So let's get into the news.
Yeah, now that we've started our show off with explosive diarrhea, let's get into some explosive news.
I figured that the people would like to hear a nice little story about our lives. They don't know.
I mean,
was it
food poisoning or did you get sick?
I don't know what it was, man. I think it was Taco Bell.
Okay.
I'll blame it on them.
I mean, that's probably as good a place as any to put it. I mean,
yeah. Well, they put it in me.
Technically, you put it in you, but all right.
I blame them. I don't care.
Okay. All right. Movie news.
So let's go to movie news.
News team, assemble!
Oh, boy. So December 14th, The Hobbit comes out.
Yep, and I know plenty of people who will be lining round blocks for that one.
I will be in line. I may not be able to make it at midnight release, but I'll definitely be there.
Yeah.
Well, there's something a little bit more to be interested about for going to see it. I mean, you don't really need any incentive for going anyways.
Right.
So this is the question I have for this. They're releasing the trailer, the first trailer for Star Trek Into Darkness with The Hobbit.
Yeah.
Now, my question is, do you really need to put a trailer of this magnitude in front of a movie that you're already going to go see? Like, wouldn't you put it on a movie that's kind of like, we don't know if this is going to make any money. Let's throw Star Trek into it, and I bet you 1 million people will go.
Man, I see your point, absolutely. However, I was one of the guys who was sitting in... So when Nolan put The Dark Knight out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't remember this, but the first Inception trailer played the night that The Dark Knight came out.
Hmm. I didn't know that.
Yeah, the first, because I remember seeing that and then being like, I don't even know if I want to see this movie now. I really just want to go see Inception. Why did you do that? And so, I mean, like, and they didn't tell you anything. It was just like you saw random dreamlike images. You saw the thing where the hallway was moving and they were fighting in midair.
God, I remember that.
And then it said, your mind is the scene of the crime, Inception, and that was it. That was all that you got. It just, Chris Nolan, Inception, and it was over. And that was, I mean, that was really powerful. It stuck with me for the next year that I had to wait to get any other news about that movie. So it depends on if they're playing the long game or not. Like, when is Star Trek Into Darkness slated to come out?
Next summer.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, summer's a time. I mean, think about the movies that are coming out next year. You and I have been talking about them for a while. There's some good stuff that's slated for next year.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, they're using their strengths to be competitive. I think that makes sense.
Wait, did you see, are you looking at the photo they used for the trailer?
For the trailer?
I mean, for the news story, are you looking at the photo that I am?
I'm not looking at the photo. I'm looking at the news story. Where's the photo at?
The news story, the photo is in the news story. You get a chance, there's Spock
that's from the first photo. One though.
Right. If you look, I didn't notice this before, but look, dude, look. The left of his head, you will see
there's an airplane.
A fucking airplane.
I totally see it right as you were saying that, dude.
How could you not? Why wouldn't you get rid of that in post?
I don't know. I mean, it's a single frame of a movie, so let's not get on their balls too much. But yeah, that's pretty bad.
That's pretty funny. I like it. So anyways, to move on with it, for bitching about what movie it plays in front of, I'm actually really excited to see the trailer.
Oh, I was never a big Star Trek fan. I loved what they did with the reboot.
I got into the Next Generation movies, but not the actual TV show.
Right, yeah.
And I was never a Trekkie, but as soon as I saw the reboot trailer, and I love the music. Oh my gosh. I want to say it's not Two Steps from Hell. The composer of it, maybe it is Two Steps from Hell. But the song name is called Unstoppable. And if you've ever, when you see the trailer for the first time and you listen to that music, it just grabs you. I don't know if you remember it or not, but next time you're on Spotify, look up Unstoppable. It's incredible. I love it.
I'll check it out. I actually don't know that. That's interesting.
But I'm excited to see the trailer, see what they come out with. But I thought I'd just mention it because it's something that I'm sure every one of our listeners are pretty interested in catching.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Absolutely.
So, are you a big liar?
Am I a big liar?
Yeah. Does your nose grow when you lie?
Oh yeah. I mean, seriously, it's embarrassing actually.
Okay. Well, how would you like a very dark Pinocchio movie?
I'd be interested. It depends on how you define dark.
Tim Burton dark?
See, okay, man. I love classic Tim Burton.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't go so far as to say his current stuff is bad, but I feel like it's all been done before. Like that he's just repeating himself now.
It all has, he has a very stylized vision.
Right, which I have no problem with. I there are very good directors who have a very specific stylized vision.
So you're just saying that you think that the movies they all look like Edward Scissorhands.
They all look like Edward Scissorhands. They all have Johnny Depp. They all have basic and Helena Bonham Carter. They just all really start to feel the
blend
same
together
at every level after a while. I think the most original thing he's ever done and the thing that I've liked the most by him has been Big Fish, and that's actually way, way up there on my list of favorite movies.
Oh, I love that movie.
And I mean,
that was very different for him. It was very colorful.
It was, I feel like that was him going, I can do good movies. I choose not to. And just kind of leaving it at that.
I imagine his house, like he chooses to live as a bum around roaches and rats and stuff. what laugh was that?
I'm drinking Jameson, okay? You caught me and I didn't want to spit on the microphone.
That was me laughing into my alcohol. So
you
leave me alone.
You sounded like a little child girl.
I am a little child girl, okay? I've just been smoking since I was three.
It's so true. No one knows. Now everyone's getting to know us so much better.
I know.
Well, this movie, you'll be happy to hear, doesn't have Johnny Depp in it.
Right.
It's it's already been announced that it's going to be starring Robert Downey Jr., which is a plus for me.
It is a plus for me as well, and it made my head turn a little bit, so that was good.
Well, Jane Goldman is writing it. That was just announced.
Yeah.
So I have very high hopes for this movie.
I'm hoping they're swinging for the fences. I really like Jane Goldman. I loved her work on both Kick-Ass and X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
I think that she's a really solid choice. And I think much like George Lucas, another very stylized individual, much like George Lucas, really like is good in concept, but needs to delegate really. I feel like if Tim Burton delegates this one to the right people, it could be a really good movie.
Can I set this movie up for you?
Yeah, go.
Okay. This is what's going to happen. Pinocchio sets out on a journey, okay? And the only way to save the world, because the world's in danger and Pinocchio's the only one that can save it.
Okay.
There's a castle, okay? And he's got a sidekick, which is the, who has the top hat? Is it the cricket? Yeah, the cricket.
Jiminy Cricket. Oh my god! If you're just gonna bullshit, you should at least know what you're talking about.
Okay, listen. So Jiminy Cricket, they don't know how to get up to the tower, okay? And so Jiminy Cricket's like, Pinocchio, you gotta lie! And then Pinocchio's like, but I'm a Christian, I don't do that. And then Jiminy Cricket turns into Satan, okay? And
oh my
then
God.
makes Pinocchio lie, or else he's gonna light his wood on fire, okay? And so Pinocchio's lying and his nose is growing, and then he stabs Jiminy Cricket in the heart with his superpowers, not with his nose. And
oh my
then
God.
The princess comes out of the tower and he saves the world.
For anyone still listening to this podcast, that's why neither of us have jobs in the music industry.
Music industry.
I'm sorry, movie industry. I'm a musician.
That's why you don't have a job in the movie. My shit is good.
I'm an audio engineer. I'm just the editor, dude. You just happen to give me a microphone to like play off you.
And you are so much better at this than I am. Pretty much anybody who would comment would probably be like, the guy who talks a lot and does the stories needs to shut the hell up.
Just let Nick give us the news and then cut the show. Like, I don't.
If this could be a one-man podcast and just called Nick, it would be the best show ever.
I mean, I won't say that I'm that good or that I'm the one leaving those comments, but, you know.
Don't make me any more insecure than I already am.
Dude, I'm drinking Jameson. I am not responsible for what I say the remainder of this podcast.
I did that last week. I don't have any beer in the fridge. I did that last week to relax a little bit before we recorded.
Mm-hmm.
But this week I'm running dry.
Yeah,
so
well,
I have to be the responsible driver here.
Yeah, you do.
Okay. So moving on from my bullshit story, which... it's kind of filler. You can fast forward it if you want to. If you've already made it to this point, thank you. Video games and movies are kind of colliding in the next couple stories I have for
you. It's interesting. Keep going.
Deus Ex, which is it started off as a cult classic video game.
And it was amazing. It's still one of my favorite games.
Many people, if you are a fan of the BioShock series, well, you wouldn't have BioShock without Deus Ex.
Yeah, it was the grandfather of BioShock.
And BioShock was the spiritual successor of Deus Ex. So just so if you didn't know that, a little bit about your video game history.
Yeah.
So... CBS Films is actually making this movie.
Yeah.
And they put it into production, There's no news on it whatsoever. Like, there's no directors or... I'm sorry.
There is a director, but that's all I have. Scott Derrickson.
Scott Derrickson, who directed Sinister and The Exorcism of Emily Rose.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know if they're kind of hinting that this movie's going to be kind of scary. kind of dark. Of course, every fucking movie's dark nowadays.
I know, right? Ever since Nolan made it popular, everyone's like, oh, we're so dark and realistic.
Mm-hmm. So,
except Joss Whedon, and we love you, Joss.
Yeah, we do. That succulent thing. I wonder if the audio picked that up.
I don't know, but I'm going to accentuate that and put echoes on it, just so you know.
So Deus Ex is getting a movie. It's kind of cool. But in other news of the video game world, they're making Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell a movie.
I am so effing excited about this.
The video games are just amazing, and this movie looks like it's going to be even more amazing because Tom Hardy is the lead.
Tom Hardy is Sam Fisher. So before you sent me the email telling me what stories were coming up, I was going to drop this one in at the end if you didn't have it. I got this news on my RSS feed and just lost my mind. It was unbelievable to me that they finally found someone to do this role who would probably, I mean, almost definitely do an incredible job at it.
Mm-hmm. He is going to be an amazing Sam Fisher. It's going to be a little difficult because I've played almost every single one of the games and he has just a distinct voice.
Yeah.
So it's going to be hard.
They changed his voice for the new video game.
For the new one?
For the new one that's coming out this summer.
No.
It's a new Sam Fisher.
No.
Here's the thing, though. Okay, now, I'm with you, and that makes me somewhat uncomfortable, but they kind of did end the quote-unquote official Sam arc on Splinter Cell Conviction.
I loved Conviction, man.
I still play Conviction. Like,
it's one of my
nightly.
Favorite. It's one of my... it's not one of them. It is my favorite Splinter Cell game.
It is my favorite Splinter Cell game. A close second is Double Agent. I think the story arc they did for both of those was amazing.
Yeah, I agree with you. But this movie's, I think it's going to be awesome, man.
We have a writer.
Mm-hmm. Which is Eric Singer.
Right. And the International wasn't my favorite, but I think it's the kind, I'm willing to give him a shot.
I think that the script is going to need to be very... twisty.
Yes.
It's going to have to be very deep. There's going to have to be a lot of arcs in it and a lot of twists. So
yes.
I hope he can pull it off.
How many times can you say twisty in this description?
I said it twice. Get off my, get off my ass. Moving on.
No. Hold on though. So general comments and concerns about this. Number one.
None.
I do not want Samuel L. Jackson to play his boss.
I do.
No, I really don't. I don't want this to be Splinter Cell meets Snakes on a Plane, okay?
No, I just need classic Samuel L. Jackson back. Because you know what? In all of the Marvel movies, he's been real calm and collective. I need him to yell, Sam Fisher, what the fuck are you doing? And I don't know why that was a white guy in the army, but...
I have no idea.
I can't do a black man very well.
We've learned this.
But I could, you know what? Just edit my voice out and put in a
Samuel L. Jackson clip.
Samuel L. Jackson quote. Or you know what? Lay it on top of it real soft and that way.
Like in the background? I can do that. But only if we also leave in this part of you explaining that that's what I have to do.
You know what? Forget it. mine's better anyways.
Awesome.
My Samuel L. Jackson.
No,
Samuel
I don't.
L. Jackson,
oh my gosh. Okay, so
day.
I don't want Samuel L. Jackson to be Lambert. Samuel L. Jackson, sorry. To be Lambert. I don't. And I really, really want them. This movie could be so unbelievably good. And also, good on you, Tom Hardy, for not taking Tarzan and picking this one up instead, hopefully.
Amen.
Yeah, but man, this movie could be so, so good if they didn't treat it like Silent Hill.
I've heard many people say that now, man. I've heard many people call the Silent Hill films garbage.
I don't think they're garbage. I just think that the potential of that series is squandered on the fact that they think horror film stars aren't... that they think horror film viewers aren't intelligent and don't want good horror films.
How about we pick something else, like Postal, the movie?
Well, okay, I'm not going to touch that one.
What was his... What was the director's name that just did all those terrible video game adaptations?
Oh, I don't even know the director's name. Is he the guy that did Mario? Because I'll straight up call for his execution right now.
No, because Mario was amazing. I don't care who you are. When you were a kid,
are you kidding me?
When you were a kid and you saw Mario, you were like, I lost my shit over it. I was like, yes!
Oh my god, no. We might have our first real major fight on the air right now. Mario is not okay at any level.
Yes, it is.
The Mario movie.
It was awesome. Mario Brothers.
Oh my god, hold on.
Dude, it was awesome. It was awesome. Hold on.
It is not. I'm pulling it up on Rotten Tomatoes to show you how absolutely wrong you are. Hold on. It got a 13%.
It had Dennis Hopper in it.
It has a 13% meta rating, dude. It is one of the worst movies of all time. It's like Trolls 2, absolutely worst movie of all time, and then right close second, Super Mario Brothers from 1993.
Okay, let me ask you something, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
Trolls 2.
Yeah.
Has a cult following like none other.
Trolls 2 has a cult following because it's bad, though.
Exactly. So, Mario Brothers still gets sold a lot from Walmart. I don't have a copy. I should.
Yeah, none of those people are defending it as a good movie, though.
It was a good... Okay, when I was 12...
No, finish that sentence, because I want it on record forever.
When I was 12, it was a great movie. They had boots where they jumped and they connected to the... And then the Yoshi was the little pet.
Oh my god.
He was awesome.
Wow, not okay.
I don't care what you say, and anyone listening... Hit me up on Twitter and on Facebook, and you let me know if you still enjoy Mario.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that if we haven't gotten Twitter interaction until now, we're going to get a bunch of people just telling you that you're an idiot.
Mario was amazing. I don't care what you say. I liked it. I don't know if I'd like it now, but I liked it.
Okay, that's the real question. When was the last time you saw it?
When I was 12.
Oh my god. Let me spoiler alert. This is gonna be like Spawn was for you, okay?
Listen, we're just two insignificant views, okay?
But yours just got a lot more insignificant than mine is.
No. I am starting a cult film. I'm going to start to play Mario at a local theater. I'm going to rent the whole thing out, and all my Mario fans are going to come and watch it.
You know what? I dare you.
Once a year.
I dare you.
We're going to have a Mario party.
I dare you to do that.
And we're
going to really
play
do.
Mario Party on the Wii. And then the movie's going to play, and we're going to have Mario-themed snacks. Take that, bitch.
All right. I'm good. Yeah, I will honestly, if you sell more than 5 tickets to that, I will fly to where you are to come.
Okay, good.
I'm just saying.
All right, it's a date. So,
moving on.
So, back to the video game movies of the terrible ones, not Mario, of course.
Yeah.
But they were all directed by Uwe Boll.
Yeah. Oh, of course they were.
And so as long as he's gone, so we don't have to worry about him, but hopefully it doesn't end up like that.
Yeah.
excuse me. I'm sorry.
No, it's all right.
So,
next story.
So, Triplets is coming out.
Yeah, I don't care.
If you do not know what I mean by Triplets, it's a sequel to Twins.
And which, even fewer people care now.
Which was which starred Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito.
Yeah.
So that's that.
Yeah. I was going to say, do we really care? I almost told you not to do this news story, but I wanted to see if you could, like, make it interesting.
It is interesting, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because they shouldn't make it.
No, I don't think anyone thinks they should make it at any level.
And you need to mute your phone.
I'm doing that right now.
I do not feel that you are serious about this podcast. You thought I was going into a movie thing.
All right. You don't think I'm serious about this podcast? Edit the fucking thing yourself.
I don't like you on Jameson.
Good luck.
You're supposed to be the nice one.
No, we decided you were the adult this week. I get to do what I want.
Okay. All right. Well, next story. Please, Massa, if you'd like to go to the next story.
Oh, okay. That's okay. All right, so Zack Snyder.
Was that too racist?
That might have been too racist. Okay. I think you should do the Mel Gibson apology.
I'm sorry if you're a Jew.
Thank you. That's exactly what you should have said. Oh my god. So Zack Snyder.
Are you taking the lead?
I'll do it because you weren't, and I wanted to end the racism, dude. Like, I'll totally move on for you.
Listen, I just went and saw, I mean, I didn't see it, but I read something about Abe Lincoln, and so my mind was kind of thinking about, you know.
Okay. About being racist?
And I wanted to bury the hate.
Okay, you know.
And we'll see. What Zack Snyder is going to do with this next article.
I'm sure history will vindicate you.
What?
never mind. Okay, so Zack
Snyder.
I was
trying to do a good lead-in. I was trying to tie it together like a real professional, that went nowhere.
Oh, God.
So Zack Snyder came out with a quote about working on Man of Steel.
Yeah.
And he said that we are going to get serious and dirty on this movie.
Yeah, I am so unbelievably excited for Man of Steel, and I hate Superman.
What?
I am not a Superman fan. I don't know why you don't know this already. I'm just not. I've never been. It's never been interesting to me. A guy who is invincible with virtually no flaw, except for a giant green rod. It's just not interesting to me. And the comic just wasn't that great. However, this version of it, I think, is really, really cool. Like, I'm interested to see what they do with it. And the quotes are, like, bone-chillingly good. Not from Zack Snyder, but I mean from the movie. Like, the Kal-El speech from the first trailer, as well as the Mr. Kent speech from the second trailer.
They kind of said that they're both the first trailer. I mean, it depends on where in the country you were, but you got one or the other.
Mm.
Sometimes you got both.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. But, I mean, that's just semantics. Sorry.
No, it's cool. I'm really, really excited about this film. And honestly, and I'm one of the few people I feel who really, really liked Watchmen. Like, am I alone on that? What did you think about that?
My first time I saw it, I loved parts of it, but I think that it was a little drawn out. I know I know that. It probably could have been an 8-hour movie.
Yeah. I mean, have you read the graphic novel?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I haven't. So, and that's another reason why it didn't really connect with me, because of the fact that people said, if you read the graphic novel, you will appreciate it so much more.
You will. I have seen, so I'm kind of in this weird thing of, like, I read the graphic novel, but I know a lot of people who did who hated the movie because they changed the ending. From the graphic novel, they do a different ending in the movie, which I thought was fine because I thought the ending they did, I'm sorry, Alan Moore, the ending was better. It just was. I really enjoyed it. I like the filmmaking on it. I do think it was bogged down in detail, but the book itself is gigantic. So I don't know that you could do it. I don't know that you could do a smaller movie.
Mm-hmm.
right? I also think, though, that they marketed it poorly, and so people went expecting to see something, and they didn't. People went expecting to see a dark version of the Avengers, and that's not what they got.
No, all they got was Blue Dick.
Well, okay, and that whole thing being the giant, you know, deal that it was, I didn't get, but either way.
Well, when you rape a woman with 20 of yourselves, it's going to make headlines.
It's not rape if she's asking for it.
That was a little strange. Hey. Hey, come on in. Come, lay next to me. And me. And me.
Yeah, that's a little bit of a deal.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, so I really like it. I like Zack Snyder. However, I think that Zack Snyder needed Goyer and Nolan to kind of keep him on track. And so since he's not just going to be spinning into complete surrealism, I'm really, really interested to see what he does with this film.
Well, just from the trailers, I mean, it looked really grounded. It looked
like the perfect balance between Goyer and Snyder. Like, I really liked it.
So, do you want me
to
read this quote real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I'll run through it real quick. It's not long, but Zack Snyder was quoted saying, "It's a more serious version of Superman. It's not like a heart attack. We took the mythology seriously. We take him as a character seriously. I believe the movie would appeal to anyone. I think that you're going to see a Superman you've never seen before. We approached it as though no other films had been made."
Mm.
He's the king daddy. Honestly, that's why I wanted to do it. I'm interested in Superman because he's the father of all superheroes. He's the amazing ambassador for all superheroes. What was it about him that cracked the code that made pop culture embrace this other mythology, and then blah, blah, blah. But listen, Nick.
Yeah.
He said it right there, man. He is the ambassador for all superheroes. How do you not like him? I just don't get that. So you're telling me you didn't like the Superman films growing up?
Growing up? See, growing up as a kid, yes, but I wonder how much of that was there was nothing else.
You didn't strap a red cape to your back and try to jump off your bed or couches like I did.
No. I was not a Superman fan even as a kid.
Oh my God, man. That's the number one thing. I tried to fly so bad. I got so many black eyes and cuts and bruises.
I mean, this is kind of embarrassing. I wanted to be Mary Poppins if I wanted to fly.
Interesting. That explains a lot.
She was just awesome. Her back could hold all this stuff, and she just floated on a cloud. It was freaking amazing.
Let me get this straight. So instead of... So, hold on. So instead of wanting to fly through the air faster than a speeding bullet, wear some really cool outfit with a cape, get the girl, save the girl multiple times, stop the enemy, and shake the president's hand, you wanted to dance with penguins and float.
Hell yes.
And float
well, just stop
on a cloud.
It. Just stop it. Dance with penguins. Yes, oh, I would still like to do that today.
Oh, God. Where are we going with this show?
You asked me, dude. I don't even know.
Well, I'll respect you. I'm not gonna... I'll respect you, but your new nickname is Mary Poppins.
Awesome. I will wear that as a badge of honor.
I'm gonna get a t-shirt made for you.
Do it. I will wear it every time we do this show.
I have some sad news.
Okay.
Anchorman 2 was temporarily killed.
Okay, now hold on, because the headline is somewhat confusing, and reading the story, it's not any clearer, really. So the headline reads, Anchorman 2 temporarily killed, Step Brothers 2 will also have musical numbers and a murder's row of day players. You read the story, it seems to say that Anchorman 2 is on and it killed Step Brothers 2, not that Anchorman 2 was killed.
This is saying they planned it as a Broadway musical at first.
Right.
And then there's going to be music in Anchorman 2.
Right.
But I don't fucking know, man.
No, look, a few paragraphs in, it says, where is it? Okay, here's the pull quote. There will be some music in Anchorman 2, though, for sure. We have some songs already written, McKay told the playlist. And in the tradition of the first film, Step Brothers in a deleted scene in Talladega Nights that will be sung and recorded on set. He said it was... Wait. McKay said the sequel was in the works, the sequel to Step Brothers, because it was rumored to have a sequel, but was put on hold due to Anchorman 2. The rap album, however, fell apart. Read details of this after the jump. So what they're saying is Step Brothers 2 was put on hold to make sure Anchorman 2 got done.
Did you read further down, though?
Yes. You mean the full quote, or?
No. Okay.
It was confusing. The headline is confusing. It doesn't make sense because everyone I see who's read it has said, "Oh, so Anchorman 2 is killed." But it actually looks like Anchorman 2 is on and Step Brothers 2 is killed.
Oh, now if you read it right now, okay, now I reread it.
You see what I mean?
Fuck that story. Fuck that story and fuck Step Brothers 2. I'm glad it's being killed.
That's what I'm saying. Who wants a Step Brothers 2? Step Brothers was barely passable. It was funny once or twice.
Anchorman 2.
Anchorman 2 all the way.
FTW. LOL.
LOL.
WTF.
Oh my God. Can we not do any more acronyms?
We can if we take a rocket and shoot off to space for another story about Star Wars.
Awesome. We love stories about Star Wars here.
Listen, we're going to be talking about this for years.
Yeah.
There's no escaping it.
It does not come out till 2015, and they will do more after it. So it will just be a staple on the show.
Right, and it's going to be a staple on any website, any show,
yeah.
Any podcast.
I think we need a panel. I think we need to have like a Star Wars panel where we have an extra two people come on to talk with us about this, so that it's not just.
I know
you.
We talked about it last time, and I think that's a good idea. What we need to do?
I've got some people lined up with gear. I'm just saying.
All we need to do is get them into a virtual room with us, and we'll start talking about it. And I think that
I'm good.
I think that I don't know if we should wait until we get a little bit more news leaked out, or if we would just want to talk about it to talk about it.
I don't know, man. I'm good either way.
You are so drunk right now.
I'm honestly not. Dude, it's a Jameson.
I can't deal with this.
It's a Jameson.
Your ego has gotten too big after two shows.
It's not my ego. I just want to bring other people in and have fun. Showing up to work drunk. I'm not drunk. Oh my God.
I'm just joking. So Carrie Fisher has confirmed that she will return.
Oh God.
Don't. Oh God. That. Yeah, she's a little bloated.
Have you seen her?
She's a little bloated.
Do you want to see her as Slave Leia?
She's still probably got good boobies. I don't know.
Oh my, you are so desperate. You're such a...
It's Leia. Listen, man, if you could tell somebody, hey, I got it on with Leia, they're not going to ask you, was it old Leia or was it young Leia? They're going to be like... You are awesome.
They are absolutely going to ask you if it was young Leia or old Leia.
Nope. I will especially
after this movie comes out.
Nope. They're going to be like, well, maybe after the movie, but until that point, you got until 2015, brother. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
So anyone out there who, hook me up. Hook me up if you know her.
Okay. Yeah.
So she confirmed that she's going to be in the movie in some sort of way.
Right.
And I guess that leans itself more towards the story that it is going to follow. It is going to follow the Skywalker story.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's pretty cool. But the bigger news than Carrie Fisher confirming her return would be that I didn't put this as a news story for you because it's just kind of something small I'd throw in there.
Okay.
But... They are planning on doing 2 to 3 Star Wars movies a year.
Oh, my Lord. Wow. Okay, that makes me nervous.
Disney announced it. Now, it doesn't make me nervous because this is how I feel about it. They're going to take the same route that they are taking with Marvel, which is they release 2 superhero movies, independent superhero movies, every summer. This year, it's going to be Iron Man and what else? Who are the Ant-Man? I think they're going to release.
Ant-Man is the one, yeah.
And so I'm not nervous because what I think they're going to do, honestly, is they're going to tell separate stories. Like I said, like the Boba Fett.
Yeah.
I think that they're going to make a movie centered around individuals in the story. I really think that you're going to get a Kyle Katarn movie.
Yeah, most likely. That would be cool.
And I really think that you're going to get a Knights of the Old Republic movie.
Mm. Yeah, that would make sense. And that would fit the Disney model of giving you both a video game and a movie to consume.
Right. And so I'm not too worried about it. Listen, we can't be worried until they actually show some footage.
Yeah.
Because honestly, talking about it and just being like, well, that fucking sucks. Well, we don't work there.
I don't think it sucks. I don't think it sucks. It makes me nervous.
Yeah. But like I said, it's just a wait and see kind of thing.
For sure.
But I'm excited still. I know you're not, because you fucking hate Superman and you hate Star Wars.
I don't hate Star Wars. What on earth is your problem?
These last two stories.
I love that I'm on a podcast where, like, I'm an art film guy. We have yet to cover art film in any real significant way. It's all just like complete nerd stuff that's out of my, like, in general, out of my league. And so you just get to make me look like an a-hole.
Because listen, there's not a lot of artsy fartsy films that come through. Okay.
There's all kinds of artsy fartsy films. Are you kidding me?
Not none that no one wants to hear about.
Oh Lord. Okay.
Listen, I told you, you're more than welcome to throw me some stories here.
I will. I had a crazy week, but I'm going to start just throwing some stuff at you. Actually, I might drop one in here at the end of this set, but keep going.
So Ben Affleck is going to direct a remake of The Stand.
Okay.
And he says that this was an interesting quote. This is what I wanted to pull it for, is because he said it's the Lord of the Rings in America.
Yeah.
Which is very interesting, because you can tell just by that quote what kind of scope he's aiming for with the movie.
Yeah, I mean, he's aiming for big and epic. I think it might... okay, so you are a music fan like I am. And yes. This is a movie podcast, but I'm going to use a music analogy for that quote.
That's fine.
Okay?
I give you permission.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That's what I was looking for. Mm-hmm. I feel like him saying that when they're not even done adapting it is like Tom DeLonge saying that Angels and Airwaves is the greatest band ever before the first album is released.
Stop that. I'm going to have to disagree with you on this one.
Okay. No, that's totally fine. I'm just saying that's the feeling that it evokes in me.
Not me, because of the fact that Ben Affleck's track record so far as a director?
Oh, as a director, it's fantastic. But Tom DeLonge's track record to that point was also fantastic.
Right. I don't know if you can compare the two, because Tom DeLonge, when he made that quote, was high on drugs. He had a drug problem.
Yeah, that's very true.
So I don't know if that... I can't really argue if that's the way you feel, though, but for me, I don't see that as true, because, I mean, the man's won an Oscar for writing.
Yeah.
And he is going to win an Oscar for Argo. There's no question about it.
There's no question. I mean, and don't get me wrong. I think he is a brilliant director. I think he's an amazing writer. I think most of me thinks he probably needs to stop acting and just start doing that, and really, really doing that to the fullest extent. I just feel like that quote in particular, excuse me, I feel like that quote in particular is just a little premature when you're still in the writing and adaptation stage. I appreciate that that's where his mind is, and I think that's a really awesome place for him to shoot, but I think that might be a little premature.
All right. Well, that sucks, because I was kind of happy about that quote.
And no, I love Ben Affleck as a director.
You just made me really depressed. Because here I'm thinking, I'm like, this movie's going to be the bomb. And Nick liked the Lord of the Rings. I like the Lord of the Rings. That's a fucking awesome quote. And now Nick just killed it. And now I want to fucking tear up.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm here to just give my opinion, and it doesn't really matter one way or the other. And you disagree with me on a lot of things. So I'm sure that this is something we can disagree on. I'm just saying that it gives me pause and makes me kind of be like, man, you didn't necessarily need to shoot that high when you're still adapting it, and when you're admittedly having trouble adapting it.
If we're still around after 2012. Because of the Mayan calendar.
Right. Oh, God. Yeah.
If we're still around after that, and it comes to 2015 or 16 when it gets released, you're going to eat your fucking words, Nick.
I hope I am. I really do. I really hope I am.
I'm going to refer back to this podcast.
Please do.
Remember when we recorded that shit? And then you're going to say, I do. Why?
I'm going to erase it and replace the file on the podcast and be like, I never said that.
It's going to be a dub. It's just going to be a terrible dub.
It's going to be like a full dub of me just being like, I love this movie and Ben Affleck is God.
It won't even be your voice. It'll just be the Microsoft robot voice.
That'd be great. Yeah.
So, I don't know. This is more of a TV news story. I mean, they kind of merge nowadays. So
yeah,
they're rebooting. They've been trying to reboot this, the Beverly Hills Cop, series for a very long time. It's just gone nowhere, but Brandon T. Jackson, mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember him, but he was in Tropic Thunder.
I was going to say, I didn't know who he was until I clicked the news link and I saw the photo. And then I was immediately like, oh, okay. I get this. Yeah.
He's going to be the lead role. He's taken over as Axel Foley.
Nice.
So, it's kind of sad though, cause it's going to TV.
Yeah. I mean, that's a bummer. However, TV, I feel, has come a really long way.
Mm-hmm.
And so it could be good.
If they do it like an hour long show.
Yeah. If they do like a 45 minute format and they do it really good. And honestly,
but you can't
swear. Okay.
Unless
that's,
you do it
that
on
is
FX.
A problem. That is, that is a
FX.
Problem. Yeah. I mean, that is a problem.
Follow.
However, I like the guy they picked, and I think he's a good pick to fill Eddie Murphy's shoes.
Yeah, I think it'll be pretty good. And he's going to be playing his son, so.
Yeah, right, which is good, because they're not just going to try and reinvent the character.
What news did you want to throw in there?
Okay, so everyone has been talking about a Batman reboot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Rian Johnson has been named as the director for the Batman reboot.
No, they haven't.
Yes.
Why didn't I see that?
Google it. I don't know. I honestly don't know why you didn't see it. Google it right now.
I'm not going to Google it. I'm going to trust you for right now.
He was announced as the director. He actually gave a quote
about
it.
Wait a minute. I thought that they were rebooting Batman with the Justice League. Is he directing the Justice League movie?
So they're rebooting Batman with the Justice League, and they'll do individual movies after that. So those details were a little sparse, but it looks like he's going to either direct the Justice League, or he's going to have creative control over the Batman character in the Justice League.
I see. So he's going to be prepping. He's going to be prepping the solo movie, possibly.
Yeah.
While they're making the Justice League.
Right. But either way, if there was anyone you were going to pick to try and take over for Chris Nolan, I am so excited that they picked Rian Johnson.
What's he done?
He did Looper. He's done Brick. He's done a few episodes of Breaking Bad. I literally own everything he's done, and I love him to death. He is amazing.
Isn't it strange, just to switch gears for a second, isn't it strange that Hollywood is picking up all these really young directors now? Like,
oh, yeah.
You have so many now in Hollywood. It's almost like they are creating a whole new... It's almost like a new season of SNL, because they just have a whole new cast of directors, and you're kind of pushing out the old guys, you know?
Right.
It's kind of sad, but strange. And
well, they're pushing out the old guys, but I also like that the movie industry is kind of recognizing that a lot of these indie film guys made a real lasting impact with no money, and they're willing to give them money to see what they can do.
Oh, yeah.
I think Looper proved what Rian Johnson was capable of.
Yeah, Looper was a badass movie.
Looper was fantastic. It was one of the best films I've seen in a long time.
It was pretty good.
and that in and of itself explains the difference between me and Jeremy right there.
No, I listen, I really, really enjoyed it. I don't think I could say that it was the best movie I've seen in a while, but it is definitely one of my favorite of the year.
Yeah, well, okay, I'll step my comment back and go there for you. It was unbelievably good. I love Rian Johnson. If you haven't seen Brick, you should. I don't know if it's on Netflix because I own it. But
I'll have to look it up. I haven't seen it.
Look it up. It's okay. Unbelievable. As a writer, as a director, Rian is amazing. He does some really good work on Hit Record, which you and I should kind of get involved in, I should definitely point you toward if you don't already know what it is.
Oh, yeah, I definitely know what it is. It's the company that,
Joseph
Gordon-Levitt started, and his brother helped build as well. So.
Yeah, exactly. And it's fantastic. He does good stuff. He does good stuff there. He's just honestly all around a really good guy who picks really, really good projects and really awesome directors. And if you were going to try and find a really nice in-between between Chris Nolan's perfect realism and Tim Burton's comic bookishness, I think you picked a really good guy to take over the series.
Well, that excites me. I'm going to have to Google that after this podcast.
Yeah, please do. I was really excited when I saw it.
You ready to get a gun?
I'm ready to get a gun.
Let's move over to the box office battlefield. Pew, pew. All right, so starting at number five, Flight took number five, still in the top five. It took in $8.62 million for a total of $61.3 so far.
It's the little movie that could. I didn't know anything about it until a couple weeks before it came out. And then, it's been doing really well.
It just keeps on fighting.
Yeah.
It just continues to soar.
Oh, my God.
So, Wreck-It Ralph is number four.
Okay.
Made 18.3, and these numbers aren't anything to laugh at because you know that Twilight came out. So,
oh God, yeah.
So that took 121 million so far total.
Okay.
Lincoln at number three with 21 million for its opening weekend. Not bad.
Yeah.
Number two, Skyfall. I'm sorry, no. Lincoln came out last week.
Yeah, well, I mean, it had a limited release last week. Its official release was this week.
Yeah, and so Skyfall is number two with 41.5 million. It actually broke records as in the 007 movie series. It has a total of 161.
Sorry, Daniel Craig.
Yeah, you're getting a call back, bitch.
You've got two more to make, man.
And number one, of course, is boo, the Twilight Saga.
Oh, my gosh.
But I'm very happy that it didn't break its own record. It took in $141 million, which did not beat its previous pile.
Yeah.
So that's good. I like that.
That's an improvement.
I can't wait. It's finally here. We can now stick a wooden stake through the heart of Twilight.
I know. I'm so excited for that.
Guess what?
What?
Who dat?
Who dat?
I love when you do that.
I know.
So, this week, you are the one who chose the Who Dat member of the week.
I am. Are you, the Who Dat for this week is Jared Harris. Are you familiar with Jared Harris at all, Jeremy?
You have fucked me up, sir.
I have fucked you up.
I went with your first name on the list that you gave me.
Oh. Because I gave you two. I went with Jared Harris. Go ahead and pull that up on IMDb.
I have it pulled up here. And yes, I do. I have seen this man before. And
He's known more for TV. He was Lane Price in Mad Men. He is David Robert Jones in Fringe, for those of you who are Fringe fans like I am. He was also Moriarty, Professor Moriarty in the latest Sherlock, which he was a brilliant choice for.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that when you said, hey, we don't have anyone for Who Dat, who do you want? I kind of brought his name up is he was Ulysses S. Grant in Lincoln.
Oh, okay.
And he was fantastic. And it was probably the most different role I've seen him do. And was just great. And so he's just a guy who, I really, especially the last year or two, I've seen a little bit more of him, and everything he's been in and everyone he's been has just been good. He shows a lot of talent, a lot of potential. He makes really solid movie choices. I actually didn't know this until I was doing some research on him. He was in Natural Born Killers.
Hey, he was also in Lost in Space.
Yeah.
He was the older Will Robinson.
Yes, he was.
Ah, I love that movie.
I know, right? Like, it's one of those things. He's one of those guys. He's somewhat forgettable in terms of how he looks. And so if you're not looking for him, you miss him. And I guess me putting him on Who Dat is my way of just saying, man, I hope you do some really good stuff. And I hope you do really well, because the stuff that he's picked and the people that he's been, even the small bit parts in Bad Guys, they've just been unbelievably good.
Well, he's got some movies in the pipeline.
Yeah, I know. I saw that. I was really excited to see that, actually.
Well, cool, man. I'm going to have to look up some of his movies. Anybody out there who hasn't heard of Jared Harris, go on Netflix, go rent a movie, go on IMDb, see what he's been in, and enjoy.
Or, oh my gosh, go watch Fringe, please. I know it's ending this year, but just, man, watch the heck out of it. It is a fantastic show.
So, we were going to do one-liners.
Yep.
And I'm a little sad because we just don't have enough followers for it.
Yep.
It's something that we're going to kill off for now, but we will come back to it once we get some more followers. It's something that I really, really, really would love to do, because I love to hear feedback from everybody, and I'd love to get your it's a good idea. And yeah. So we're going to bring that back when we get a little bit decent followers. We do have some good listeners. We're getting some good numbers. Mm-hmm. Just to give you a small update. So we are getting some good. We're increasing every episode, so that's good.
Yeah.
And so if you're interested, please. Nick's going to give you the Twitter handle and the Facebook. Continue to follow us and give us some encouraging words or some negative ones. Like we said in the first episode, Nick will handle all of your disgruntled comments.
I will take all hate mail. Jeremy is fragile. Mm-hmm. And so we like to keep him from any hate mail.
I am like a dove in a I am like a dove that's been trapped in a cage his whole life, and he's afraid to fly.
Yeah, I mean, like, let's just say there's a reason that I drink during the podcast.
It's because he can't deal with me, folks.
I mean, you know, it's he's just kind of difficult. No, honestly, Jeremy's awesome to work with. But but our Twitter handle
is... he laughs. You asshole.
Hey, you know what? They'll get to know us eventually. Our Twitter handle is @RealTalkFilm. On Facebook, we're facebook.com/RealTalkFilm. We would love to hear from you guys. We really do want film interaction. I think it will make us... kind of recognize some things, and there are some things on the Twitter feed and the Facebook feed that we want to start doing to kind of to pull some involvement in. And so, I mean, we would do this if no one was listening, just because he and I really enjoy kind of laughing with each other at this point. We're addicted. This is the third week, and so kind of hearing our own voices and throwing music behind it and laughing as if we, you know, as if anyone should give a shit about our opinion is kind of fun for us now. But we would really, really appreciate followers.
Yeah. And one of the biggest reasons why we started this was, of course, to include everybody. And I think that's what would set us apart is, of course, our interaction with our users. So
absolutely. And also, I mean, Jeremy said this before when we do movie reviews, man, we really just like it when people kind of form their own opinions. And honestly, when they challenge our opinions.
That's right. And we're no experts on the subject of any kind of movie reviews, but it is our opinions. It's what we mm-hmm. think. And it's by no means what you should base your own thoughts on.
Absolutely.
I mean, we're just going to be honest with you. If we feel like you should go see it, go see it. That's why we don't really call movie reviews. We just say, hey, what are you watching? Because we want you to form your own opinions. So,
yep, yep.
On that note, that leads us right into what are you watching?
Watching closely.
This week is a little depressing. There wasn't anything that really got released. Listen, if I had to go see Twilight for this show, I'd go see it just so I could talk about it. Right now, I'll be honest, I'm a little broke, so I didn't go see anything this weekend. Yeah. I ordered my movie pass, so that should be coming that'll be coming this week. If you don't have a movie pass, go on to our Facebook. We're going to post a link to share. We have, what do we have, about probably about 15 or 20 passes to give away. Not for free, of course, but you'll have to sign up for it. Mm-hmm. But we'll put that link on there because it's a invite only.
Yeah, and it's an awesome service. MoviePass.com, you pay $30 a month, you get unlimited movie theater tickets, okay? The limitations are you can't see 3D, you can't see midnight showings, and you can't see any movie more than once or more than one movie a day. But if you're like me and Jeremy and you just see a lot of movies and you enjoy going to the theater, it is way more than worth it. It pays for itself within the first month that you have it, honestly. I mean, you just got your card, right, Jeremy?
I'll get it probably Wednesday or Thursday.
Okay. I mean, you'll see. I spent like 5 straight days in a movie theater. And I mean, this week, because I did that, there was nothing to see. I really want to see Anna Karenina, but I just didn't have time this week. But I mean, you'll see it pays for itself super fast and just is a ridiculously simple system. So show them some love. They're amazing. I love the idea and I love that people are trying to really reform this system in a way that makes sense.
Right. And, so we don't have any big, movies to talk about that we watched. I'd sat down today and I cried. I caught the end of Toy Story 3 tonight with my son. It's Sunday nights at about 6 o'clock is family movie night. So we sit down, we watch a family movie together, and
nice.
We either have some pizza or something. We always eat in the living room. Everybody gets together and we just watch a movie. Kind of reminds me of what I did when I was a kid with my family.
Yeah,
and so it's really cool. I loved it, I cried to it. And if you haven't seen Toy Story 3 at this point, spoiler, but all the dolls get given away.
And if you don't cry at that, I'm sorry. You have no heart.
Yeah, I mean, you have to well up at least.
Yeah, or like fight the urge. Like, you're feeling some strong emotions at that point. Like, I mean, come on. It's an unbelievably well done script and well-executed storyline, and honestly the perfect ending to that series.
They couldn't have done it better, and that's all I could think of when I was watching it. When I was watching it, I just could not imagine, like, they played every cue that they could have and they should have in order to tie you back to the beginning, to the first movie.
Even silly ones, like the aliens getting to control the claw in the junkyard.
Oh, yeah. And that's another point. I cried twice. Once during when they're about to die.
Oh, my gosh. Toys accept death in a children's movie. Even have words for that.
I just teared up. I was like, holy shit, they're going to die.
Dude, I am honestly tearing up a little bit right now as we talk about it.
And it's just one of those remarkable... it's not something I'd ever imagine that would happen in an animated film.
Yeah.
So,
and man, this is the guy that's writing Star Wars. So good on you, Michael Arndt.
Yeah. Good on you. Good on you, sir.
Good on you.
I don't know why, but I think he's British. Good on you, sir.
Fair enough.
All right. I'm pissed off. Are you pissed off?
I'm getting there, man. I've had enough Jameson to be pissed off.
Well, let's get pissed off in the rant.
I'll use small words so that you'll be sure to understand, you warthog-faced buffoon.
You pompous, stuck-up, snot-nosed, English, giant, twerp, scumbag, fuck-faced, dickhead, asshole!
You stuck-up, half-witted, scruffy-looking nerf herder!
You clinking, clanking, clattering collection of collisionous junk!
You shit-kicking, stinky, horse manure smelling motherfucker!
So, I didn't pass this along to you, but you're gonna instantly know and be angry when I tell you about it.
Okay.
Let me set this up a little bit for you.
Okay.
You're in a movie theater.
Yeah.
You're enjoying yourself.
Okay.
You're sitting down with your popcorn.
Yeah.
And you're sitting to yourself and you're saying, man, it would be great if this person in front of me didn't have on their fucking cell phone light. Now, how many times have you gone to the theater and you just see that light just right in front of you or two rows down? It doesn't matter where it is in the theater. Mm-hmm. You see it.
I mean, a lot. It's... it's almost to the point where I don't even know why they give the, hey, please turn your cell phones off thing. I mean, at least turn them on silent, absolutely. But you see it so often that it's almost like when people at work tell you to not have your cell phone at work.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're just like, yeah, no one's listening to that, but you can keep talking.
See, here's the problem I have with it. Everybody's addicted to their phones. I'm addicted to my phone.
Oh, I fully admit to being addicted to my phone.
But I have the common courtesy to know, and I have the logic to know. I just spent $8.50 on a ticket. If my wife's going, double that. Right. I just spent...
And that's, P.S., that's about half of what I have to pay up here.
And, yeah, I know. That's why MoviePass works for you so well.
Oh, my Lord, you have no... It almost pays for itself in one visit to the theater.
Then you're going to spend $20 on a Coke and a popcorn.
Yeah.
So already you're in the hole. It's a $40 to $50 night, okay? It's, well, 30 mm-hmm. to 30, 40, 50, depending on if you get snacks and stuff.
Right.
So you're going in there, and you look around, and everyone else has done the same thing you've done. So you still have these assholes who sit down, and when the trailers, I don't even care. Like, in the trailers, it's important to me to watch the trailers, too. It's not like, oh, hey, I'll turn my phone off as soon as the movie starts.
Yeah.
No, I'm there to see the whole experience, and part of the experience is the trailers. I know that they're too long. I know that they're 30 minutes. We covered this in the last rant.
Right, yeah.
But I still want to watch them, because some of them I haven't seen before.
Yeah.
And so it's a part of the experience. And I even saw some asshole bring his iPad into the movie theater and kept checking it during the movie.
Oh, man. Okay, that is just unbelievably obscene to me. I mean, a cell phone, okay, the average cell phone has like a 4-inch screen. So there are ways of doing, like putting it inside your jacket, something like that. There are ways of doing it that are somewhat discreet. A 10.1-inch iPad,
mm-hmm.
or excuse me, 9.7-inch iPad, and that's, I'm not saying that's a huge deal.
And I'm not saying that there are, there are, of course, reasons why your phone will go off and you have to check it. But you know what? See who it is and then run the fuck out of the theater and then answer or call back. We're in a day and age now that we feel that we have to instantly talk to somebody. Like, yeah. I remember when we didn't have cell phones, somebody called, left a message. Guess what? You may have to wait 3 hours to hear back from that person.
But yeah, if I'm at a movie and you leave a message at my house, I'm not going to even know you did that until I get home.
Right. So now we have this, this mental, wiring to think, oh my God, if I don't call this person back, they'll be angry with me.
Do you think it's
instantly?
Do you think it's eventually going to be like a smoking, non-smoking section thing?
No, I think that at least in the theaters down here, they have giant ads now playing, and some movie theaters, there's a guy who comes in and says, "If we do see your cell phone go off and you're talking on it or you're playing on it, we will ask you to leave the theater."
Yeah,
permanently, we will kick you out because it's become a real big issue. And thankfully, at the new theater that I'm at, it doesn't happen so much. Now, I don't want to make this sound bad. In worse neighborhoods, it's a worse problem.
Yeah, I can see that.
I've done my own research on it. When I go near a mall and there's teenagers, it happens more. Near my house, where I'm in a suburb, the movie theater there's a lot more grown-ups. It doesn't happen because people use common sense. It's a problem with the teens, and it's a problem with the people who just don't give a shit about anybody around them, and I hate it.
Well,
I just hate
it. It's a problem for people who didn't grow up without the technology, for people who grew up thinking that was normal.
Right, or it's or the ex-cons.
Well, yeah. So here's my caveat to that. When I'm watching a movie I know I'm going to give a review on, I take notes during the film.
Mm-hmm.
However, I always make sure I'm sitting in the very back of the auditorium when I do that.
See, if I ever have to take a call, if it's an important text, I keep my phone in my pocket. I shift my body to the right. I open up my pocket. So that way no light escapes. I use my palm to cover the bottom, and then I peek at what it is. And if it's important, then I need to leave.
Right. See, when I go see a movie that I'm going to take notes on, I go to like a noon a noon Friday or a noon Monday showing, when I know no one is going to be there for most of the movies that I go to see, and I sit in the back, so no one's going to be in my row at all. And then that way I know, like, when I'm taking notes on my phone, I'm not disturbing anyone. I feel like it isn't so much, hey, don't use your cell phone, as it is, man, just be courteous to people around you. Like, if you're in an empty theater, use your cell phone all you want.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you got to respect other people, because you know what? Some people have spent their whole going out money on taking their wives or their dates right. on a date. And so
absolutely,
it's just really disrespectful.
No, I think so, too. And as a guy who, like, I mean, my wife has significant medical issues. So when I'm out watching a movie on my own, my phone has to be on and I have to be able to respond to it if it's her. However, as a guy who's saying that, I feel pretty qualified to say those times are few and far between that you need to respond immediately.
Right. And so this is coming from somebody who does have to certainly have their phone on them at all times.
Yeah.
And so if he can respect other people, God damn it, you should too.
Absolutely.
Well, that's our rant, and that's our show. Let's wrap it up. I hope that you had a fun time. Nick, I had a great time talking to you this week.
Yeah. I mean, I had fun. It's always fun for me, man.
I can't wait for next week, and catch a movie if you're out there, guys.
Hey, what's coming out this week?
Ooh, that's good. Let me check. A lot of stuff. We didn't cover that, did we?
No, we didn't. We didn't talk about what's coming out this week. I'd love to know. I want to know how to plan my week.
Okay. So, we have opening. This week is in theaters now.
I've got Life of Pi.
Okay, yeah. Life of Pi. We have Silver Linings Playbook.
Hitchcock is coming out this week.
We have Hitchcock. I will see that.
I will absolutely, probably multiple times, see that.
Now, I thought there was a movie coming out that was a comedy. I don't know why. Hold on, I'm going to check my Flixster real quick.
Yeah, do that. Is it, I mean, for okay, some reason, so...
I don't think this has all of them.
Rise of the Guardians is coming out, which I don't know how I feel about, but I have a 1.5-year-old, so I will probably go see it. Rust and Bone is coming out, which I know nothing about. I've literally not heard about it at all.
Okay. This is where they screwed up. Okay. All right, go. Wednesday, Red Dawn comes out.
Oh my God, that's the one that comes out this week. Holy crap. Red Dawn comes out. I'm totally going to be there for that.
Rise of the Guardians comes out. Life of Pi, Hitchcock, Rust and Bone, and the Central Park Five.
Okay, so real quick, can we talk about this real quick? I'm checking my information just to make sure. If I'm not mistaken, the same director who directed the original Red Dawn and wrote the original Red Dawn is also either writing or directing the current Red Dawn.
Really?
I'm double checking my information right now, but if that's the case, I think this is the first time that someone has done their own remake.
Millionus. No, director, no.
Dan Bradley? Okay, yeah, no.
No.
Okay, interesting.
So, it hasn't gotten great reviews on Rotten Tomato, but I don't pay attention to those.
I don't pay attention to Red Tomato on movies like this because it's freaking Red Dawn. I'm going so that I can yell Wolverines at the screen as loud as...
Wolverines!
Exactly. For anyone who's ever seen the original, this is freaking amazing. And I'm so excited for this.
They shouldn't have put the Wolverines quote in the trailer. They should have saved it. So that way, it could have built up in people. And when it happens, they get like, you know, when you get those endorphins going and you're just like, oh,
no, for sure. I'm totally with you.
So that's what's coming out. Go see a movie this week if you have time, if you have some spare cash. Let us know what you thought of it. And if we get enough, of course, we'll bring back one-liners. If not, we might mention you still in our What Are You Watching segment. Yeah. But
hit us up on Twitter at RealTalkFilm and Facebook.com/RealTalkFilm.
That's right. Until then, have a good week, and we'll see you next Sunday.
Yes, indeed.
Peace.